if you could remember, mention my name to Pharaoh. Tell him I'm innocent. Maybe he'll listen to you. You're the butler. You're his right-hand guy. You're with him all the time. Please mention it to Pharaoh. Me, just mention me. See how subtle these kind of things can be. Joseph was trusting in the Lord, and then in a heartbeat, here he puts his trust in the chief cupbearer instead.
Welcome to Apply Within, a verse-by-verse study of the Word of God with Pastor Bob Davis of North Country Chapel. We invite you to join with us as we, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, apply His Word within our own hearts as we study line upon line, precept upon precept, verse-by-verse, through the Bible. Our study of Genesis continues in chapter 40 as Joseph interprets a couple of important prisoners' dreams. Here's Pastor Bob.
We finished up in Genesis chapter 39, and the way it ended is, I'll read you a few verses, and Joseph got sent to prison for life, to the dungeon. Verse 21, but the Lord was with Joseph. Where? In prison now. God's in the dungeon with Joseph. And God showed Joseph mercy, verse 21 says, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. Now Joseph at 17 years old, right around there, is now in charge of the prison. What a lousy job. He didn't ask for it. It's just that he is so faithful. You can't help it. Joseph, give the job to Joseph. He committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. That entire prison, Joseph was taking care of everybody. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. If it was time to make sure they ate, he made sure they got their food. If it was time to calm everybody down because they're getting a little loud, sounded like a riot coming, it would be Joseph who comes and says, everybody, let's knock it off here. And in verse 23, the keeper of the prison did not look to anything that was under his hand. He just relaxed because the Lord was with Joseph. And that which Joseph did, the Lord made it. Anything that Joseph did, God made it to prosper. Do you realize that there's a promise for you in Scripture? Well, not just one. You'll find it throughout Scripture that whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your might. God will bless what you're doing. As long as you're doing it His way, as long as it's the right thing to be doing, God's going to bless. And everything Joseph touched seemed to turn to gold. Why? Because God was with him. God is with you. He will bless you. He is blessing you. Don't miss it because you're in pain. Don't miss it because you're afraid. Don't miss it because you're just wondering what's going to happen next. Don't miss the blessings that God is pouring out on you, because He is, you know. Joseph did not wait for his circumstances to change. He's gone from bad to worse to even worse. Now he's in dungeon, in prison for life. In his circumstances, and they're getting low, don't you agree? In his circumstances, he glorified God. How did he do it? Serving everyone else in the prison. And it came to pass after these things. What things? Well, him getting in trouble, getting thrown into prison, being put in charge of all the prisoners. Kid's only 17 years old, approximately. Came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and the baker of the king of Egypt offended their lord, the king of Egypt. The king would usually cut your head off, and so normally that's just what they kind of do. But for some reason, he thought, let's just make them miserable. He threw them both in the dungeon for life. We're not told what they did to make him mad, but from reading through history and reading other parts of the Bible, you can see that it takes nothing to make those kinds of people mad. They're the boss, and no matter what you do, it's never right and it's never good. And if you offend them, off with their heads, right? Well, that's what happened. Pharaoh was angry, verse 2, against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard, into the dungeon, to the prison, the place where Joseph was also imprisoned. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them. Okay, Joseph, these are some important prisoners. You keep an eye on them. You take care of them. Listen to it, verse 4. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he, Joseph, served them. And they continued a season in the ward. We're not given a timeline. We just know that they're there now, and they're in prison, and they're never coming out. Pharaoh got mad and threw them in the dungeon. Joseph, he's there. Joseph's kind of overseeing the dungeon. So two servants of Pharaoh were sent to prison. We don't know what they did, but chances are great it wasn't much of a problem. It's just that you caught him on a bad day. Wrong day to make a mistake. Have you ever been around people like that? Yeah, they're a dime a dozen. But listen to this. The chief cupbearer, you and I call him, and you can see it here, the head butler. He was responsible for all the butlers and all the maids in the palace. So he was... big responsibility he had, and somebody blew it, and he gets to pay for it. He's in prison for life now. Then the head baker, I don't know what he did, but he would have been in charge of the kitchen, the whole kitchen staff. It included all of the servants that would serve the meals, help cook, help clean, etc., the whole kitchen staff. And you can believe it was big. This is the palace. This is Pharaoh. And when he has dinner, sometimes 1,000 people show up. And because these two prisoners held such esteemed places of responsibility, they were considered very important. So Joseph was specifically assigned to keep an eye on them, take care of them. That would also mean protect them from the other prisoners. Keep an eye on them, whatever they need. In other words, we're going to take care of them. These were servants of the king himself. Joseph came in the morning, and he looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers, "Why look you so sadly today? What's wrong?" And they said to him, "We've dreamed a dream. There is no one to interpret it." In King James, "There is no interpreter of it." And Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? You tell me the dream." And so here he is in the prison. And there are no such things as coincidences. See, the Lord God is in absolute control. And both of these men had a dream that night. Different dream, but both of them had a dream. And they remembered their dreams. When Joseph came to their cells in the morning, they were obviously bothered, the language says. He asked them, "What's wrong?" And you could put a lot of different words in there. I put American words in there. You look downhearted, or you look worried, or you look bothered, or you look troubled. Something's wrong. What, is there something I can do? What's the matter? They said, "Well, we each had a dream, and we have no idea what the dream means, and there's no one down here that can interpret for them." You know, they had the soothsayers, the Chaldeans, you know, the astrologers and all the things God says to stay away from in Deuteronomy 18 there. They had all those in Egypt, and they would go to the astronomers, or they would go to the tea readers or the feet readers and get their fortune told. That's how they got their dreams interpreted. And they said, we both had a dream. It's really bugging me. He had a dream. I had a dream. It's bothering us. But there's no one here that can interpret for us." Joseph makes an amazing statement and an amazing confession about his God, God Almighty. He asks kind of a rhetorical question. Do not interpretations belong to God? No one can interpret but God. He uses the word Elohim, the Lord God Almighty, the Lord God of all creation, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They worship hundreds of gods, thousands of gods. In fact, we're told the Egyptians had millions of gods. And he's telling them there's only one that can interpret, and that's the one true God, Elohim, the Lord God Almighty, the God of all creation. Now, these men are Egyptians. They don't know what he's talking about. They believe in all kinds of gods and things. Joseph calls his God the Lord God Almighty, the only one. That's an odd concept to these guys. Please, you tell me your dreams. You know what he's thinking? He remembers he had a couple of dreams, and remember his brothers got mad at him. That's kind of why they sold him into slavery, those dreams. And then his dad helped him with an interpretation. So Joseph hasn't ever interpreted a dream before, but he's had them and he's heard them interpreted. And now what he's doing is he's saying, God will tell me. I think God will tell me the interpretation. Tell me the dreams and I'll ask the Lord. What is he doing, everybody? The one true God can tell you what that dream means. I can't, but the one true God can. So tell me the dream. I'll ask him. Verse 9 says, the chief butler went first. He told his dream to Joseph. And he said, in my dream, behold, a vine, a grapevine, was before me, was in front of me. And in the vine were three branches. And it was as though it budded, right? You know, right before his eyes. And her blossoms shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes. Right before my eyes, I'm standing there watching, those three branches just filled up with fruit. And Pharaoh's cup was, it was in my hand. And I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup to Pharaoh. I handed it right into his hands. That's the dream. And Joseph, God tells it, Joseph knows immediately what it means. Joseph said to him, this is the interpretation of your dream. Those three branches, they represent 3 days. So in 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up your head and restore you to your former position of being the chief butler, the head butler. And you shall deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand after the former, like you did before, after the former matter, when you were his butler. In 3 days, you're going to be taken out of prison and you'll be put back into your position. Pharaoh's going to accept you back into your position and you'll be giving the Pharaoh his cup and taking care of all that. But think about me when it shall be well with you. In other words, Joseph has just told him, you are getting out of prison, I have no doubt. You're getting out, I have no doubt. So when you do, think about me, remember me, and show me kindness. I pray you, I'm begging you, I'm asking you unto me, make mention of me to Pharaoh and get me out of this prison, please. Chances are great. I've been with me quite a few years now, and I could hear me saying the same thing. You know, I'm here, and I'm innocent. I don't want to be here. It snows here. So, if you could remember, mention my name to Pharaoh, please. Tell him I'm innocent. Maybe he'll listen to you. You're the butler. You're his right-hand guy. You're with him all the time. Please mention it to Pharaoh. Me, just mention me. See how subtle these kind of things can be. Joseph was trusting in the Lord, and then in a heartbeat, here he puts his trust in the chief cupbearer instead, the chief butler. He doesn't mean to. It's naturally done. It's an emotion practically here. It's subtle. And I'm sure that we are all guilty of it at times. So we're not going to put down Joseph. But we have to recognize what he's doing. We need to trust. He needs to trust God, and he needs to wait upon the Lord. Now, the butler may have some authority. I doubt it, or he wouldn't be in prison. The baker, right? I doubt it. But who does have the authority, and who can get you out of there? Not your lawyer. Don't tell me that. No. Who? God. Now, he might use your lawyer. He might use the butler. But let him do it. 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7. For all of us who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. He loves you, Joseph. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. It's nice that you what you did for the butler, and it's good that God did allowed you to do it. But don't start hoping that man can get me out. You're going to put your faith somewhere where it doesn't even belong. So look at verse 16 now. The chief baker saw the interpretation was good. All right, good news. I probably got some good news too. He was glad to tell Joseph his story, his dream. He said to Joseph, I was in my dream, and behold, I had three white baskets on my head, just sitting on my head. And in the uppermost basket, there was all manner of baked goods for Pharaoh. And the birds were eating them out of the baskets on my head. He goes, boy, this is going to be cool. And Joseph answered and said, this is the interpretation. The three baskets are also 3 days. Yet within 3 days, Pharaoh's going to lift your head up too from off of you. He's going to hang you on a tree, and the birds are going to eat the flesh off your body. Oh, bummer. That really wasn't a good dream. You couldn't tell. The other dream was a pretty good dream. That was a nightmare right there. And I noticed something. He doesn't say to the baker, and when you're right before they hang you, would you mention my name? You notice he didn't say anything? I wouldn't either, would you? Don't bring anything up here about the prison. But you butler, you bring the thing up. You got to help me here. We're funny, aren't we? Looking for ways to make God's will happen. God says you're going to be here, so you try to make it happen, so I'm here. Be careful. Joseph fully believes the interpretation of that butler's dream, and he fully believes the interpretation of the baker's dream. You're going to die. You're going to live. That's how he trusts the Lord. Put yourself in his place right now. You're kind of in his place. You're not in a dungeon. You're just kind of locked in, locked down a little bit. And they're going to turn you loose soon. And it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday. He made a feast unto all his servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. He pulled them both out of prison. He restored the chief butler to his butlership again, and he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hands, just exactly as the dream that Joseph interpreted had said. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph also had said. Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph. Listen closely. He forgot Joseph. Do you believe for one moment that that was naturally just an oversight on his part? You're in a dungeon. You think you're there for life. You don't know what's going to happen to you. And you have this dream, and it freaks you out. And this young man comes and says, the one true God will tell us what it means. And he told the man, in 3 days, you're going to be back at your job. You're going to be serving Pharaoh in 3 days. Now, don't forget me. How could you forget something like that? I'll tell you, you can't. You can't. You'd be telling your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, and they'd be passing it on. You know what happened to my great-great-grandfather one time? He was in prison. That story would go on for centuries. I think he was caused to forget it so that Joseph did not get out of prison till it was the right time. Could I read you the scripture again that I read earlier? 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. It's too early for Joseph. Joseph's going to wait years now. He's going to wait years. And the man forgot him? How could you forget something like that? You can't. God has to make him forget it, right? Why? Because it's not time yet, and everything is about timing with God. There's no time in heaven, but he's working everything out down here. If you're wondering what's going on in you and with you, all you got to do is calm down and say, Lord has a plan for me, and obviously right now he wants me here, so what I'll do here is the best I can with what I got. Whatever God allows me to use, I'll use it, and I'll use it for his glory. Whatever happens, I'll just trust in him, even if it's something I don't want to happen. There are all kinds of things going on right now that a lot of us just don't want to happen. But they're happening anyway, aren't they? And if God is in absolute control, which I believe he is, then we need to relax a little bit and wait and see. Because when God does something, it's always big and it's always right and it's always good. It's always a blessing in the long run. Hang on. Just hang on. And don't panic and jump ship, because there's more water out there than you think. 3 days later, it was Pharaoh's birthday. He had a big celebration, and he was feeling good. And he started, and he called for his cupbearer, for the butler and the baker. Bring him out of the prison. He placed the cupbearer back into his position, and he hanged the baker. Now, Joseph couldn't have known that. Those two men, the only reason they heard it is because Joseph said, that's what God says to the interpretation is, I believe God. I can't explain to you why. I don't know why you're in here. I don't know anything, but I can tell you that this is what the dream means. Do you remember that we read, well, a couple of times in chapter 39 and in chapter 40? Remember that we read that God was with Joseph at Potiphar's house? He was with him. And they put him in charge of everything, and Potiphar didn't even worry about anything except what he was going to eat. The rest Joseph took care of. Remember all that? In the prison, right there in prison, God was with Joseph. These two men, this baker, the butler, and the baker, they are a part of God's plans for Joseph's future. They're not going to get him out of prison, but he's learning to listen to God. He'd never interpreted dreams before. He had to. His brothers interpreted one. His dad interpreted the other. This is the first time he's interpreted a dream, at least recorded here. But he just trusts God, and he knows God can do this. God is the only one who interprets dreams. Let's just ask him. And he was right on, spot on. God's with him there. Well, these two men are a part of God's plans for Joseph. And Joseph doesn't know that. He doesn't know it. He has a plan. He has a plan for you. He has a plan for Joseph. He's got a plan for me. He's got a plan for all of us. You are not left out. If you are his, he has a plan for you. You say, that plan must be to sit home and do nothing and worry. No, no, no. It's to serve. That's his plan. So start that. Genesis 40, 23. I'll say it again. Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph. He completely forgot Joseph. I would say if somebody told me a dream like that and it really happened, I'd probably remember that the rest of my life. So would you. But God has other plans. He knows when it's time for Joseph to get out. He knows when he's planning the famine. He knows how he's planning to, he is planning to move all of Abraham's children to Egypt. We're not putting our trust in people. We can't. Happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Where is your hope? Where's your heart? Where is it? I need to be looking to Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Apply Within with Pastor Bob Davis. Apply Within is a radio outreach ministry of North Country Chapel. Our Sunday morning Bible studies are at 9 and 11 a.m. We also have a Friday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. and a Monday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. You can download today's message in its entirety at northcountrychapel.com/studies. That's northcountrychapel.com/studies. If you would like a copy of today's message, write to us and ask for the message with today's date. The address is Apply Within, 2281 West Celtis, Post Falls, Idaho, 83854. Or call us at 1-800-572-8851. That number again, 1-800-572-8851. Our mobile app is available for iPhone and Android. Download it to listen to full-length studies, watch the live stream of our services, or to find out more about church events. If you have been blessed by the teaching or have prayer requests that you would like to share with us, write, email, or call us as well. Please join with us every Monday through Friday as we study together verse by verse on Apply Within, sponsored by North Country Chapel. God bless you.